Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotionals. Today's chapter is Romans 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them, if prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by doing so you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. I want to bring our attention to that last section, verse 9 to 21, marks of the true Christian. Paul lists in every verse the marks of a true Christian. Let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good, etc., etc. The list goes on. I remember when I first became a Christian and I used to read this, I actually felt quite discouraged. The dozens of so-called qualifiers left me feeling like I wasn't a true Christian. It felt like a checkbox of qualities that I just lacked in, and perhaps that is what you may be feeling as you read this today. But I want to encourage you this morning. The gospel is that in order to be saved, we must believe in Jesus Christ. It's not that we need to achieve all of these things in order to gain God's affection or salvation. This list that Paul writes, I think, is not to condemn the Romans, but to exhort them, to challenge them, to see them grow. At the same time, if we call ourselves a Christian, but perhaps all of these are not being showcased in our lives, then it is a sobering reminder. Am I really living out the love that God has for me, the love that God has for others? When we truly understand the gospel message and when we truly live it out, then these actions and heart postures are possible not because of us, but because of Christ's love in us. I don't know about you, but my first instinct when I have a quote enemy in my life is to run away or give the cold shoulder. It's not to feed them or give them drinks when they're hungry or thirsty or to help their needs. But when we allow Christ to work in and through our lives, our heart posture changes and our actions quickly follow. To summarize this passage, I want to break it down to two sections, as I think there is one common underlying character that lies beneath every quality that Paul writes, and that is love. One, love others. Let's love others genuinely, not with just your actions or with showmanship, but with all your heart. Don't talk about them behind your back or have hurtful thoughts of them, but instead, with all your heart, seek to love others genuinely. Restrain from sin and instead hold fast to what is good. confess your sins to one another. When another confesses to you, receive them in love. Love them with brotherly affection. In fact, outdo one another in showing honor, not out of pride, but of humility. Don't be slothful, but be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. When relationships or circumstances aren't going well around you, rejoice in hope. Have hope in the God. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Keep meeting in prayer. Intercede with others. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Find the needs of the church and serve. Serve the city. Support your missionaries and pastors. And seek to show hospitality to all those that God brings to you. 2. Love your enemies. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Pray for them instead. Pray for them in secret. If your enemies rejoice, celebrate their goods instead of their demise. If they weep, have compassion and weep with them. Live in harmony with one another. Stop all division. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Love those that do not look like you, that do not sound like you, those with different backgrounds as you. Never be wise in your own sight. Seek wisdom of God and how to love others. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. Turn your cheek and bless them. Live peaceably with all. Never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. Surrender to Him. Release judgment. Forgive. Turn to the cross. If they are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals on their head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let's take time today to read, reflect. As you read the passage, which verses do you feel like are a challenge to live out? Are there any areas where you may feel apathetic in your love? They say that the opposite of love is not hate, but indifference. Maybe you just want to live your own life and aren't really concerned with others. Or maybe you do harbor judgment or hatred towards those around you. No matter where you are, there's no condemnation, for perfect love casts out all fear. And so today, let's draw near to Him, near to Jesus. Invite the Holy Spirit to convict, move our hearts to not only grow in that area, but to depend wholeheartedly on Christ to fill us so that we can exhibit love to one another and to our enemies. To close, I want to read from Matthew 22. Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replies, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Let's pray. God, I pray that we would receive the fullness of your love and affection for us. Lord, it is only through that where we can show your love to those around us, because our love is limited. Our love is just bound to just what we can do. But when we receive the fullness of your love, we ask for your overflow so that we may truly be a light unto the world. God, I pray that the way that we love one another, the way that we love our enemies, will make the world think, what? What is going on? Why? What compels these people to love in such a way? And of course, that is because of your love for us, because you chose to die on the cross so that we may have life with you, so that we may live life here on earth with freedom and purpose until the day of your return. So we commit this day to you, Jesus. Help us to love one another, to love others the way that you have loved us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.